Hi, friends. This is The Path to Joy, and I'm your host, Melissa Bloom. Well, if you're waiting with bated breath to find out if I got back on the slopes after my paralyzing fear a couple days ago, I want to put you out of your wait and let you know, no, I did not get back on the slopes. I'm writing this episode on our last day in Austria, and it's a beautiful day. It's sunny, a little bit windy, but beautiful. A couple days ago, my mother-in-law, Karen, and my son, Ben, and I took a train to Innsbruck, and that was a lot of fun. We had lunch and walked around Maria Theresa Street, which is kind of the main drag, the historic area. And some of the buildings are over 700 years old, which always amazes me. When you leave the U.S., the idea of old just changes dramatically. And then yesterday, I went cross-country skiing. It was Karen's dream to go cross-country skiing with her grandsons, and they were very sweet about complying. It snowed while we skied, and while I was far more comfortable than on the downhill day, I was still a little bit nervous. I could feel that sense of grip and constriction, agitation. Cross-country skis are so light. They have no blades on the edges. And I realize I like blades. I like to have more control. I'm not sure the boys are going to sign up for cross-country ski races, but it was very cute. They wanted to follow through with their Anya's dream day. So here we are on the last day of the trip. All week, I thought about whether I would ski or not. And I decided not. Logically, it made sense for me just to be at peace staying home at the hotel so the boys, the twins, could go off to other mountains in the area and make the most of their last day. But I wanted to keep my options open. But every time I thought about skiing again, I felt dread. Not the same level of fear I felt on the mountain, but still so much apprehension. And so I decided to relax. Ben didn't really want to ski today, so we have a day together. And I've been thinking a little bit about disappointment. Am I disappointed in myself that I didn't face my fear and just try it again? I don't think I am. You know how sometimes you aren't 100% sure what you're feeling? I guess I'm kind of in that place, but I'm feeling more settled with the decision to just stay at the hotel, relax, and enjoy the day. In general, I'm not a big fan of remorse or regret, and so that would argue to just go do the thing to sidestep any possible regret. But what if I could make the choice that I feel is right, that is best for me, that I'm comfortable with, and regardless, not feel regret? People talk about putting yourself out there, being uncomfortable, trying new things, because we only have one life to live. Well, I think there's a time for that, right? Small baby steps can help with discomfort. But I think there's also a time to just be at peace with not doing the thing and not having regret. I have no regrets at this moment for not pushing myself to ski today. And if I have any regret about the trip, it's that I kept asking myself if I would ski today or not, leaving that open and feeling apprehensive for a lot of the time when I thought about it. It kept percolating in my mind, even though I knew my answer was probably no. If you listened to the yin-yang episode a few weeks ago, I think there's a similar yin-yang to how much we push ourselves outside our comfort zone. Maybe our work is to find that balance of push and let it be, and to honor either path, without regret. So here's the bottom line. Care about how you feel. That's paramount to everything else. And you may not know that I have a free workbook that serves as a companion guide to my book, The Path to Joy. The workbook offers 30 prompts to help you see your world in a new and more vibrant way. You can download it and print it. So if you'd like to sign up for it, you'll find the link in the show notes. It's called Your Daily Guide to Finding More Joy. Just put your email in and I'll send you the PDF. And thanks to my editor, Ben Kish. Thank you so much for listening, friends. Join me again every Tuesday and Thursday on your favorite podcast app for more episodes of The Path to Joy. Enjoy the journey.